Yashodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Bona Charina
Tira
Bona Chari Yamuna Tira Bona Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare
Oh, my God.
ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यो मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सुजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं सुकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः पञ्चतत्मात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यां नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं तत्त्वकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading today from second canto, seventh chapter, text 12. मत्स्यो युगान्त समये मनूपलब्धः शोनीमयो निखिल जीवनिकायकेतः विश्रामसितान् ऊरुभये शलिले मखान्मे आदाय तत्र विजहार हवेदमार्गान् मत्स्यो युगन्त समये मनुनोप्लवद्ध शोनीमयो निखिल जीवनिकायकेता विश्रांसितानुरुभये शलिले मखन्मे आदाय तत्र विजहार हवेदमार्गान् मत्स्य युगान्त समये मनुनोपलब्धः शोनीमयो निखिल जीवनिकायकेतः विश्रांसितानुर्भये सलिले मखान्मे आदाय तत्र विजहार हवेद मार्गान् Matsyaha, incarnation of the fish. Yuga Anta, at the end of the millennium. Samaye, at the time of. Manuna, the would-be Vaivashvata Manu. Upalabdha, seen. Shoni Mayaha, up to the earthly planets. Nikhila, all. Jiva, living entities. Nikaya Ketaha, shelter for. Vishram Sitam, emanating from. Uru, great. Bhaye, out of fear. Shalile, in the water. Mukhat, from the mouth. Me, mine. Adaya, having taken to. Tatra, there. Vijahara, enjoyed. Ha, certainly. Veda Margan, all the Vedas. Translation. At the end of the millennium, the would-be Vaivashvata Manu of the name Satyavrata would see that the Lord in the fish incarnation is the shelter of all kinds of living entities, up to those in the earthly planets. Because of my fear of the vast water at the end of the millennium, Vedas come out of my mouth, come out of my Brahma's mouth, and the Lord enjoys this vast waters and protects the Vedas. Purport. During one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And at the end of each Manu, there is devastation up to the earthly planets. And the vast water is fearful even to Brahma. So, in the beginning of the would-be Vaivashvata Manu, such devastation would be seen by him. There would be many other incidents also, such as the killing of the famous Sankhasura. This foretelling by the past experience of Brahmaji, who knew that in that fearful, devastating scene, the Vedas would come out of his mouth, but the Lord in his fish incarnation not only would save all living entities, namely the demigods, animals, men and great sages, but would also save the Vedas. His divine grace, Śrīla Vyasa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda ki jai. So, I wanted to reflect on the theme of saving the Vedas. And mark today as a very, very special day in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That is historic because if it wasn't for this day or what happened on this day, we wouldn't have been sitting in this room. And in a way, Srila Prabhupada has saved the Vedas for us. And I'll explain why. Sri Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita how the knowledge of the Gita was lost. And Sri Krishna gave it back to Arjuna. And from this verse and purport from the Bhagavad Gita and from many, many other examples, we see that not only is the creation dear to the Lord, the devotees and other living entities are also dear to the Lord, but so are the Vedas dear to the Lord. In the traditional systems of knowledge, it is said that anyone who can successfully comment on Prasthana Traya, the three major pillars of Sanatana Dharma, is supposed to be considered an Acharya. And all our previous great Vaishnava Acharyas have written commentaries on the Prasthana Trayas. The Sruti Prasthana are the Vedas. The Smriti Prasthana are all those literatures that came after the Vedas, like Mahabharata, etc. And Yukti Prasthana is Vedanta Sutra. So Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they all wrote commentaries on these three categories of literature. If we look at Srila Prabhupada's commentaries, you will notice that he has commented on the main Upanishad, Sri Ishopanishad, that covers Shruti Prasthana. Right? Then he commented on the Bhagavad Gita, which covers Smriti Prasthana, even though Gita is considered Gita Upanishad. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is considered a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. In this way, by commenting on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada covers Yukti Prasthana. In this way, Srila Prabhupada is an Acharya by the traditional definition of what an Acharya is. The role, the job of an Acharya is to follow the footsteps of the Lord in saving the Vedas, and this is what Acharyas do. However, as history would have it, from time to time, the knowledge of our scriptures get lost in the sands of time. Just as dharma gets lost in time. And Sri Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthana madharmasya tadatmanam srijamiham. I manifest myself. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangasthapanarthaya sambhavami yugayuge. Right? So Sri Krishna comes again and again to re-establish dharma. So we have a theme emerging here. By the time of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a shastra like Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was written in Bengal in the 16th century, was practically lost within 300 years. And we all know the story of how Bhaktivinoda Thakur kept searching for that one authentic copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And when he found it, he reprinted it along with his commentaries, the Amrita Prabaha Bhashya. And our Acharyas have proven one thing time and again, that these books, when printed and distributed, actually save this knowledge. Right? And Srila Prabhupada writes in his conclusion to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we have two mothers from our community who are going to read portions of Srila Prabhupada's conclusion to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, explaining why this particular day is so special in the history of preserving Vedic literatures. Can anybody guess why today is so special? Anybody?
Just a guess. Today, Prabhupada.
Close, but not exactly. Ah. Sri Gaurang Prabhu, you want to give us the answer? Yeah. So I want you to pay attention to what Srila Prabhupada is saying. So he narrates a summary of his own life and how he finished the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Raghatmika Prabhu was there, you know, watching that live action, right? And what astounds me every time I meditate on Srila Prabhupada's books is the fact that about 1916, exactly about 106 years back, we had the First World War. Right? And Srila Prabhupada was about 20 years old, fresh out of college. In 1939 to 1945, we had the Second World War, isn't it? And how old was Srila Prabhupada? 43 years old. Do we know how many children Srila Prabhupada had?
Five?
I heard seven.
No?
Three boys and two girls.
Yes.
And in India in 1939, because of the war, there was a huge recession, and we know what happened to his business. He had a business in Jhansi and Allahabad and Calcutta. That business wasn't doing very well. And a few years back, when I was doing some research in Calcutta for a devotee, there was one disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who was a lawyer, who was still alive in 2003.
He mentioned that sometimes Srila Prabhupada would come to his house to get one square meal a day. Okay, that's all that they could afford to eat. And after facing those circumstances, he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, the preface of which says, we must understand the present need of human society. We are no longer bound by these geographical walls, and the world tendency is towards, you know, unification. And we have made tremendous progress in the areas of economic development, modern education, sense gratification. But despite everything, there is a pinprick somewhere that leads to such large-scale quarrels over such minor issues. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is a cultural presentation that offers a clue for the re-spiritualization of entire human society. Right? So he has faced the wars, and Srila Prabhupada says that when bombs were dropping on Calcutta, he was frying kachoris. He could go any moment, he knew that. And he said, if Krishna wants to come to my life in the form of a bomb and take me, so be it. So mind you, these books were written in that context. And these are powerful statements. And today we're going to listen from our two mothers, a summary of Srila Prabhupada's life and why this day is so special.
Today, Sunday, November 10th, 1974, corresponding to the 10th of Kartik Chaitanya era, 488, the 11th day of the dark fortnight, the Rama Ekadasi, we have now finished the English translation of Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in accordance with the authorized order of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, my beloved eternal spiritual master, guide, and friend. Although according to material vision, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada passed away from this material world on the last day of December 1936, I still consider His Divine Grace to be always present with me by His Vani, His words. There are two ways of association, by Vani and by Vapu. Vani means words, and Vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not, but Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. The Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago and is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, the Bhagavad Gita continues. In this connection, we may call to memory the time when I was fortunate enough to meet His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, sometime in the year 1922. Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Sridham Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Math. He was sitting in a house at Ulta Danga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Mulit, I had the opportunity to meet His Divine Grace for the first time. I do not remember the actual date of the meeting, but at that time I was one of the managers of Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. I was a newly married young man addicted to Gandhi's movement and dressed in khadi. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. Because at that time I was a complete nationalist, a follower of Mahatma Gandhi's, I submitted to His Divine Grace that unless our country were freed from foreign subjugation, no one would hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. Of course, we had some argument on this subject, but at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. I was also convinced that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then in the hands of a very expert devotee, and that surely the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spread all over the world. I could not, however, immediately take up his instructions to preach, but I took his words very seriously and was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. In this way, I passed my life as a householder until 1950, when I retired from family life as a vanaprastha. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 1958, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. Previously, in 1936, just before His Divine Grace passed away at Jagannath Puri, I wrote him a letter asking what I could do to serve him. In reply, he wrote a letter dated 13th December 1936.
Okay. That's today's date, right?
Today's date.
It's a great Vaishnava festival then.
Ordering me in the same way to preach in English the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I had heard it from him. After he passed away, I started the fortnightly magazine Back to Godhead sometime in 1944 and tried to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this magazine. After I took sannyas, a well-wishing friend suggested that I write books instead of magazines. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. Then I attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, when I was a householder, I had written on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and had completed about 1,100 pages. But somehow or other, the manuscript was stolen. In any case, when I published Srimad Bhagavatam first canto in 3 volumes in India, I thought of going to the USA. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, I was able to come to New York on September 17, 1965. Since then, I have translated many books, including Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a summary, and many others.
Thank you.
In the meantime, I was induced to translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and publish it in an elaborate version. In his leisure time in later life, His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would simply read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. He used to say that there would be a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The work on this translation began about 18 months ago. Now, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is finished. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples, especially Sriman Pradumna Das Adhikari, Sriman Nitai Das Adhikari, Sriman Jayadweta Das Brahmachari, and many other boys and girls who are sincerely helping me in writing, editing, and publishing all these literatures.
Thank you so much. You are there, right? Dalek, can you say a couple of words about how Prabhupada told you that he saw this in a vision?
So, because we had just recently procured the facilities on Watsika Boulevard, the new BBT complex, we took up this desire of Srila Prabhupada to finish the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He came there to tour the new facilities, and I was fortunately engaged in composing, typesetting, and composing. And so he came into the room where I was actually there at the composing machine, and he stood by my side, on my left side, And he said, as he looked at what I was doing, he said, I dreamt of this in Vrindavan. That's all.
Very well. I just, that brief mention of today's date and why it was significant, and Sri Gaurangi Prabhu is always organizing Bhagavatam classes for everyone, and it's her Divine Appearance Day today, so I thought she can read a little bit for us. But thank you so much for being here today morning. And to conclude, we can see that it is the mission of the Lord to not only give the Vedas, but also preserve it. And this is the concluding realization on this purport. This is something I've been meditating on as I was reading this. If you think about it, from a very rational, logical point of view, this world doesn't make too much sense. You know, we don't choose the parents that we are born to. And there are, on the same day, there are people who are born with a golden spoon in their mouth and the others who are born and thrown in a trash bin. It's a fact of life. And we grow up and we see all kinds of injustices happening in the world. We experience diseases, we experience death, we experience old age, and even though we don't remember, birth is actually a very painful experience. And we don't know why we are here. It's just a bizarre thing. It's a very bizarre thing. However, shastras exist to make sense of the machine that we find ourselves in. Imagine having a very complex machine that you don't know what to do with, and the manual is missing. Right? The first thing to ensure that the machine works well is to make sure that the manual is there with the machine. And this verse, where Lord Brahma gets afraid about the vast inundating waters at the time of a temporary destruction, the Lord is having fun. And what is he doing? He enjoys those vast waters, the same waters that Brahma is afraid of, and he protects the Vedas. And so to conclude, the Lord will always protect the Vedas, but sometimes he engages devotees, and somehow Sri Krishna takes great pleasure in putting devotees in difficult situations, just so that he can have fun. And the best example for that is the Chaitanya Charitamrita coming from Vrindavan to Bengal. We all know the story of Virambira, the king who had... Does everybody know the story? Okay, so... Oh, you don't know the story? So when Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Thakur and Srinivas Thakur completed their studies in Vrindavan, they realized that the Gaudiya Vaishnava community was very severely fractured after Mahaprabhu's life. Kirtan had stopped, the communities were fighting among one another, and everybody was very morose. And they felt that the best thing they could do is organize a massive festival. And so Narottam Thakur organized a festival in a place currently in Bangladesh called Kheturi. And they took the books of the previous Goswamis and they were bringing it to Bengal, where on the way, near Gond Vishnupur, somebody attacked their caravan, and thinking of these books as a chest of treasure, they stole it. And that was the only copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that book would have been lost forever. Right? However, long story short, there was a king who had paid robbers to loot. And these previous acharyas, they recovered the books from this king. And when the books were recovered, Srinivas Acharya made the king promise that now he is going to hire scribes to keep copying these books, because those printing machines were not there. And so in that way, the first book distribution program actually began. Right? And the first book to be copied so many times was the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so, I mean, if you think about it, if that book would have been lost forever, then our lives would be poorer because of it. But somehow the Lord arranged for a leela where the books were stolen, His dear devotees were in a lot of anxiety, the books were recovered, and the essence of the Vedas in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita was saved. And so this verse points out that there has been many, many points in history when Shastras or Shastric knowledge was lost or almost lost, and the Lord comes to the rescue and saves it. And the Bhagavata starts in the first canto by saying that there are as many incarnations of the Lord as there are waves in an ocean. And so what we have among us and is not just the Lord, but also Bhagavatas. The word Bhaga in Sanskrit means fortune, luck. Bhagavan is someone who has the greatest luck because he possesses the six great qualities in its completeness. In Sanskrit, there is a rule called Tadhita. Tadhita means derivative. Like Pandu, sons of Pandu is Pandava. Kuru, sons of Kuru is Kaurava. Right? So a derivative. Bhagavan, derivative is Bhagavata. Things that derive from Bhagavan or belong to Bhagavan is Bhagavat. So the story of the great fortunate ones whose lives, despite sometimes being a serial disaster, was touched by the Lord and sanctified are the tales of Srimad Bhagavat. Right? And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually an extension of Srimad Bhagavat. Because we have Bhagavan in the form of Sri Mahaprabhu, and there are so many more Bhagavatas. So all the stories we hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita are also a continuation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll stop here, and I'm very grateful to be given this opportunity to share this time with you. I have many senior devotees among us. We have stalwart book distributors like Nandini Kishori Prabhu, who are saving the Vedas by distributing them. And if you have any realizations, comments, corrections, I would love to hear them. Thank you. Yes, one more thing.
Thank you very much, Guru, for that really nice class. My question was that you were talking about things being lost, the Vedas. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you mentioned that he had to take a lot of trouble to find the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I was just thinking, where did he realize that there is this book? How did he get the knowledge of the existence of Chaitanya Charitamrita that he wanted to go and find one? I was just thinking, where...
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his autobiography that... you know, they were reading all kinds of religious books during his college days, the Unitarian authors and so on and so forth. And then he was at a school, he was teaching at a school where another teacher told him about the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now what happened is, in those days, there were many corrupt copies of the Chaitanya Charitamrita going around. Right? Because this knowledge gets corrupted. And so there is a particular press called Bortala Press. In history of Bengal, it's quite famous. Bortala Press would publish the cheapest version of books and they wouldn't care about veracity or anything. And so all those kind of spurious Chaitanya Charitamritas were going around. And he was looking for something authentic. And just to procure, it's because, you know, Srinivas Acharya had commissioned so many copies and they were around somewhere, but nobody could find them. Right? And then this particular friend procured a copy for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he says, you know, I mean, he said, after I read this book, number one, I realized that Mahaprabhu is my Eastern savior, because the missionaries were big in India at that time, and they were printing and publishing the Bible. They were translating the Bible into Sanskrit and Bangla. And now you couldn't find the, you know, spiritual literatures of Bengal. Right? And so he was really kind of looking for it, number one. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur started a program called the Vaishnava Depository and a periodical called Sajjan Toshani. Sajjan Toshani means something that is pleasing to honest people. So Vaishnava Depository was supposed to collect and preserve various Sanskrit and Bengali books. And he planned a whole campaign to go around Bengal and collect these and preserve these. And then when I started doing my PhD and I started doing my research, I noticed that, you know, the same thing had happened all over again. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Vaishnava Depository was gone. The day I went to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house and I spoke with his family, they said, you know, the printing press that our great-grandfather bought, we just sold it for scrap metal. They sold it for scrap metal 2 days before I arrived. And their whole house was divided between families who were fighting over, you know, who has which part, and they had, you know. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had deities in different homes. He had several homes. In his Orissa home, the deity was Radha Madhava. In his Nodia home, the deity was Kunjo Bihari. In his Calcutta home, the deity was Gopijana Vallabh, and he was traveling with Girivaradhari. So the song we sing, actually the name of his deities. Right? And so when I went there, I saw that, you know, again, where is Vaishnava Depository? There was nothing. There just was, you know, sold for scrap paper, and, you know, this is like bundles of, you know, old paper to be thrown in the Ganga. And I have noticed that this is the case in many, many other places. Our Radhika Raman Prabhu, who is a great scholar, he's in Utah. He was collecting manuscripts of Jiva Goswami, and, you know, somebody told him that every day, you know, like every year during some special occasion, we take some of these manuscripts and throw it in the Yamuna. Because these books have become so old, the paper is falling apart. And I went to Navadvip, one Babaji said, "Oh, I have all these books under my in a trunk under my bed, but I am thinking of getting rid of these because my room is so small and I cannot clean the under my bed, and the mosquitoes come and bite me, so I can't sleep at night." And so he was planning to throw away these books. I said, "No, please don't." And so those who are not educated, those who don't know the value of this material, you know, for them it is just ancient paper and it's crumbling, so you just throw it away. And after, you know, scouring through many, many, many libraries, I have found some jewels. I have found one Manashiksha, signed Sri Rupa. So it's Raghunath Das Goswami's Manashiksha, copied by Sri Rupa Goswami. So now, many of these manuscripts are preserved in good libraries like Vrindavan Research Institute or Center. And, you know, Indradhumna Maharaj was going there and digitizing everything. There are many things in places like Birnagar. But there are so much in the hands of individual private people who don't know the value of what they have. And, you know, it's like straight away. And so we save what is dear to us. You know, if our house is on fire, we'll probably run for things that are most dear to us. And so the Lord, I think, saved the Vedas because it is the most dear to Him. Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Why is that, you know, Krishna is protecting Brahmanas all the time? Because Brahmanas are the repositories of the Vedas. Right? And that knowledge is important for the survival of human society. Was I able to answer your question, Madhavati Prabhu?
Not only that he found, but he knew which Chaitanya Charitamrita is the genuine one, because there were other CCs. So that's interesting to know.
Yeah, because, you know, once you read the corrupt, you can see that if you know the language, it becomes very evident that somebody just, you know, took things out, added things there. It doesn't, because, like, you know, think about, if Chaitanya Charitamrita's Bangla is like Shakespearean Bangla, modern Bangla is like Charles Dickens. So the language changed over time. And so once you read the language and you know, it's very easy to make it out. Right? And about the second point, yes, I think Srila Prabhupada wrote the dedication to teachings of Lord Chaitanya saying, in the sacred service of the pioneer of the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement. So he mentioned, she said, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the pioneer of the worldwide Krishna consciousness movement.
Thank you, Prabhu, for pointing out the importance of this day. And you had said earlier that there are three major pillars of Sanatana Dharma, and you cited the three of them.
Prasthana Traya.
What does Prasthana mean?
Those are considered like, Traya is three. Prasthana means establishment, like the three foundations. Sriti, Smritis, and Shruti. So like those are Vedas.
English.
Huh?
The English word for that.
The Shrutis are the Vedas. In the ambit of scriptures of Sanatana Dharma, there are some that are apaurushya. Apaurushya means not of any human authorship.
Mm-hmm.
The Shrutis, the Vedas, including the Upanishads, are considered Shruti. So Rupa Goswami says, Shruti, Sriti, Puranadi, Panchatattva, Biding Binao, Ikantika, Horer Bhakti, Utpatayiva Kalpate. If you have, you know, one pointed devotion to Lord Hari, but you do not follow Sriti, Shruti, Purana and the Pancharatra, your devotion is simply disturbance, Rupa Goswami says, right? So Shruti is the first layer, right? So Ishopanishad is considered Shruti. Smriti is Mahabharat, Manusmriti, Dharma Shastras, you know, things that were written later for, you know, kind of as a second layer. You know, so itihasas can fall under Smriti. And then Vedanta Sutra is a category unto itself, because it is not Shruti, it is neither Smriti, it is Yukti, you know, Prasthana. And so all our acharyas who founded sampradayas had to comment on the Vedanta Sutra. And the Gaudiya Vaishnavas were, you know, kind of left out of serving the deity of Sri Rupa Goswami during the 17th century politics of India, because Gaudiya Vaishnavas did not have a commentary on Vedanta. And so Baladev Vidya Bhushan wrote the Govinda Bhashya and established Gaudiya Vaishnavism as a legitimate sampradaya in the Madhva tradition, because he was trained as a Madhvaite scholar. Right? So these three pillars are in, every acharya, including Shankaracharya, comments on these three. Right? So these, if you want to look at the broad spectrum of Sanatana Dharma, these three foundations have to be there. Thank you. Okay. Any last question?
Thank you for sharing the historical significance of today, and I just want to let everyone know it's also Krishna Abhishek Prabhu's birthday or appearance day.
Oh. We share a birthday. Thank you. The blessings of the Vaishnavas are the biggest gift one can have.
Hari Bol Prabhuji. Thank you so much. So, within the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that at the end of every manvantara there is a great flood. Does that mean that if there is a great flood, does that mean that then at the end of every manvantara the Vedas disappeared also? I mean, how would you understand that?
So, yes, but also there are other, so, you know, Krishna says that I gave it to Vaivashvata Manu, right? But this knowledge was lost. That was within the lifetime of one Manu. And so, you know, it's, the thing is, the nature of the material world is that it is constantly changing. And change brings corruption to knowledge. And so the Lord or His devotees, at least in my small little understanding, keep coming back and keep re-establishing this knowledge, right? This takes constant effort. Like, if you leave your house like that, it will keep getting dirty. That's the law of nature, right? But we have to clean it every day, and sometimes when we are not there for some time, it gets really dirty, then it takes some maha cleaning. And similarly, these Vedas and scriptures, they are manuals for humanity. And when Sri Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes a very interesting commentary in his Vidvat Ranjan Tika. He says, do not think that avatars appear only in India. And Srila Prabhupada repeats that point in his Bhagavad Gita as it is. He says, to the extent there is dharma among any groups of people, the knowledge will appear. And if there is a bhakta among them, then that devotee can give bhakti to others. But dharma will be seen at various in various capacities and ways in practically every human society. Right? And when there is dharma, you have to understand that the Lord appeared and the Lord gave that dharma. And so, it's our dharma is Sanatana Dharma, because the Bhagavatam points, first canto, I think 16th chapter, verse 24, that the four legs of the bull of dharma, satya, saucha, tapa and daya, these are eternal values. You go to any religion, you talk to a Christian, you talk to a Muslim, you talk to an atheist, nobody can deny these four legs of dharma. This is why it is Sanatana. And every time it is broken, the Lord or his devotees appear to restore it. So the Bhagavatam says, when Sri Krishna was there, dharma was restored. But now that Sri Krishna has departed, the Bhagavata is there, upholding dharma. Right? And so, within, even in the last 1000 years, there has been so many invasions of India. Libraries have been burnt. There are so many shastras that Madhvacharya refers to in his commentaries that you cannot find. Many scholars come and say that, oh, Madhvacharya just made those up. Why would somebody make it up? He has a reputation to save. But so even Madhvacharya is 12th, 13th century, some people say, according to scholars, even in that time, so many scriptures have been lost. Right? So, we should not take these scriptures for granted. And Srila Prabhupada instituted the system of book distribution so that when knowledge spreads so much, it is very likely to survive. So those who are distributing books may not always have that realization, but they are actually playing a critical historical role in saving the Vedas. Was I able to ask you a question, Prabhu? Thank you. Thank you.
One question is, this Veda Yugante, but is that always the same? Like in Prahlad's prayer, he says, Veda Druhavati Balo Marukaita Vakyo. Sometimes the Marukaita, they steal the Vedas. So is this a similar, or how does this relate to...
The Vedas, the knowledge of the Vedas get lost in many, many ways.
Right.
So sometimes there is destruction. Sometimes there is conscious destruction, right? Sometimes, like when Lord Ram was there, the sadhus were in the forest trying to do their yajna, and the demons would come, kill, pillage, destroy, right? So demons destroy sometimes. Sometimes there is natural destruction. Sometimes there is destruction because it is in the wrong hands. I mean, the purport that we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada said that I felt I was defeated in the debate with my Guru Maharaj, but I felt good that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was in good hands. So, sometimes when these things are not in good hands, they get destroyed, like the example I gave. I have seen it with my own eyes. Right?
So, and so also, I was thinking that when they sent the car, Bullock card, whatever, with all the shastras. Mm. It would be difficult to think that after all this year's labor of work, they hadn't copied everything and left in Vrindavan at least one copy of everything. So, it's hard to believe they would have sent their only copy on the road,
That's, you know, I'm retelling the versions that I have read and heard, right? This. But you know, I have seen multiple copies of books, but Chaitanya Charitamrita, I heard that, you know, it was almost lost, right? And Krishnadas Gaviraj Goswami, he writes at the end that he is barely able to see, right? That his eyes are failing him, his hands are failing him. And he says, you know, these words are appearing magically, practically.
Right? His hand shaking, he's going blind, he can hardly hear.
Yeah. And, you know, think about it. In the purport that we read, Srila Prabhupada said, I had a manuscript of the Bhagavad Gita.
It was stolen.
Yeah, somehow it was stolen.
He had to rewrite the entire thing.
And he had to rewrite this. You know, but he worked really hard. And then another version of that same incident I heard is that he had some fight with his wife and his wife sold it. You know, in India you can sell paper by the kilogram and they make little thonga, the packets, food packets out of it.
I think that was Bhagavatam's, no, that she sold or
something. That was Bhagavatam?
It wasn't his manuscript, it was Bhagavatam.
Yes, Prabhu?
I was going to say one thing that, as far as this Veda and being saved in other countries, Prabhupada was explaining in one conversation that Veda means, maybe it's a lecture, Veda means knowledge. Any knowledge you have, real knowledge, that's Veda. Hmm. Just like he gave the example, a baby cries when he's born. So you cannot say that any time the baby started, no, that's eternal. Babies are always going to cry as soon as they're born. So the same way that Vedas are eternal, and they could, any knowledge you have, whether in any country.
Yeah. And that is also, if you look at the division of the Vedas, the Veda Angas, you have Ayurveda. Ayus means longevity, lifespan, and Veda, the knowledge of increasing lifespan. Dhanurveda, right, the knowledge of archery. Yotish Veda, Yotirveda. So the word suffix Veda is added to Vedangas as well. So, yes, any knowledge is ultimately, you know, a form of Veda. Oh. Prabhu, you had your hand up, yes, Prabhu.
What is your justification or what is the satisfaction about that?
I didn't edit it, I cannot justify anything.
Huh?
I said I didn't edit anything, I cannot justify, but I respect, you know, see, the people who are in charge did the best they could intelligently. I read both versions. I find nectar whenever I read Prabhupada's books, right? And what, you know, instead of worrying about, yes, you know, I understand that this is a major debate and it's something that disturbs devotees in their minds. But my response is very simple. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that you can be a machi or a momachi when you're approaching these issues. A machi is a fly. A momachi is a bee. If you translate it into English, you can say that it's a fly and a butterfly. You know, butterfly is naturally attracted to nectar. And fly is naturally attracted to you know what. And so, editing is one thing, being worried about editing is something else. Right? And as Vaishnavas, we are called to be charitable. If you see any mistakes, Prabhupada said, you know, if you see grammatical mistakes, clean it up. So that's fine.
Because he did also say that if you read one page of my book, then he said one line, then he said one word, then perfection can be attained.
Yes.
So if that is changed, will the potency still be there?
Will the potency still be there? The taste of the pudding is in its eating. Yes. So my counter question to you, Prabhu, is do we see that many people have come to the path of Krishna consciousness despite whatever little changes were made here and there?
Yeah, people still do come.
So I mean, there's an answer right there.
Yeah, maybe more might come.
More, I don't see how Krishna will attract somebody, we don't know. Right? At the end of the day, Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Shakti bina nahe, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna Shakti bina nahe tahar pravartam. So the energy of Krishna is flowing. And at the end of the day, you know, how Krishna wants to capture somebody, nobody knows. Krishna can capture somebody just by reading newspaper article. There was one disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who became a devotee just by reading a, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur advertised in the newspaper that I want one person in my mutt whose job will be to sit and do kirtan 24 hours. That's his job. We will feed you, we will give you a bed. Your job is to just sit and chant. Only one person responded to that advertisement. And that person was a devotee for the rest of his life. And all he did was chant. And Srila Prabhupada really relished hearing his kirtan. He said he is a pure devotee. So somebody can come to the path of Krishna just by reading a newspaper ad.
You're right.
How Krishna will attract, I don't know.
Yeah.
Now whether... And then my last comment on that is, Vrindavan Das Thakur warns Vaishnavas that when two Vaishnavas disagree, you should not take sides. So as I said, editing is one thing, fighting about editing is something else. And when it comes to disagreements between Vaishnavas, I choose to follow Vrindavan Das Thakur. It's the safest path, you know, Mahajana Jaina Gatashe Pantha. What else can I say? Was I able to satisfy with it? I know.
Yeah, that is satisfactory. But at the same time, I just want to add that Srila Prabhupada's vision when he came to America was to inundate the world with Krishna consciousness.
Absolutely.
And in the beginning, in the earlier days, it was happening. It was more like on the table than now. So inundating the world is a big mission, and success will depend on the purity and the expansion which is alleviated right now. It's not like before. So I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah, where, I agree with you, but
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Slow down. And there's a lot of suffering going on in the world, and who knows, you know, maybe we made mistakes, so we're not doing enough, or something has disturbed the progress.
Yeah, you know, Srila Prabhupada also asks us to not speak beyond our realization, and that is beyond my realization to speak, so I will not venture into that territory. Right? But purity is the force, and if, you know, mistakes have been made, Krishna will correct it in due course of time. My name?
Yeah.
Krishna Abhishek.